so you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Tuesday, July 8th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate Stacy and Dr. Gary Willie over there in Sheboygan. Again, text me laser, and I'll be glad to send you the link directly to their phone number, their address, contact information, how you can get a hold of them. Greatly appreciate them offering a two-pack discount price for two visits. If you want to take advantage of this, it saves you some money. Also gives you the opportunity to test it out, make sure the treatments work for you before you purchase more treatments. Greatly appreciate them doing that. Quote of the day from yesterday, Monday, Adrian Hemman, Grassroots Midwest CEO, the messaging issues that might flow from the passage of the big, beautiful bill. What is really going to boil down to is going to be a year from now. Do people feel like their personal finances are, in fact, in a better shape? Do they feel the economic prospects of the people around them are also in a better shape? Pundits being asked for Monday's podcast, basically, what do they think the result is going to be? Well, the impacts in different fallout questions were discussed by the political pundits. We do this every Tuesday, usually after they meet on Mondays. MERS News Service asked four political pundits what Republicans can expect from the implications of the passage of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, now that it's been signed into law, and how it may change the messaging for both parties, Republicans as well as Democrats. They also discussed the New York City mayor's race, about whether or not it's going to have any reach beyond the Big Apple, and also what was the fallout, if any, coming from the Attorney General's investigation into Democrat Faye Baydoun, who received a grant from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Well, in asking the question about, now that the big, beautiful bill has passed, what implications do you see coming for the Republicans? Again, Adrian Hemman said he could point to a couple of items that will impact the Republicans sooner rather than later, even though some of the items would not kick in until after the 2026 election. I think there's a perception among Republicans that's going to mitigate some of the impact. And it's absolutely not right, because the people who provide services to folks who have Medicaid, for example, they've been seeing that this bill is passing and that they got a plan for implications of the bill on the Medicaid system. He said the second piece was that any opposition to Trump could be wrapped up and focused specifically now on this One Big Beautiful Bill Act. One of the things about the way they've branded this is that it sort of puts a target on their backs. One specific bill, one specific act that people can point to many facets contained in the bill as for their reason not to be happy with the Republicans as well as the president. For example, the expansion of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE getting more agents, more funding for basically these detention centers. He went on to say also, if anybody gets cut or eliminated off of Medicaid or other related social services, they're going to be able to point to this one piece of legislation. Since it is so big and contains so many different multitudes of items, it could definitely be used against them as basically one issue to cover many different facets of people's lives. Harbor Strategic Public Affairs CEO John Selleck said after the passage of the bill that any negative event, such as flash flooding that took place in Texas, will always create debates over the impacts of federal funding, federal cuts. With all the possible events that could occur, not just the flooding event, where it's totally unpredictable what could come up. But what is going to be virtually guaranteed is that the Democrats are already seeking out and recording people who are going to lose Medicaid coverage for social media ads and paid advertising that they'll be running in swing seats. Well, another perspective, TaylorMade Consulting Group CEO Moreno Taylor said it would be up to the Republicans to be able to go into the communities and convince the voters that a loss of health care and social services actually is in their best interest. He said that many people that don't equate or relate to state services, Healthy Michigan, the expansion of Medicaid, through the Obamacare Act, as well as the SNAP program, food stamps. Majority of that money comes from the federal government. Taylor went on to say, so you know, things are going to be very interesting this summer and this fall when the Republicans get back. They're going to have a lot on their plates. Well, finally, Constituent Services Director and Legislative Aide for Bill G. Schuette out of Midland, Ann Delisle, said that the screams of cuts were not rooted in actuality. I just watched a video of Ronald Reagan back in the 1980s. And he was saying that every time Republicans do something good, Democrats are going to scream and yell about how it's going to be the end of the world, people are going to die, and people are definitely going to be hurt. So if you look at this realistically, nothing has really changed in the last 40 years. She said it would end up being more about the messages that Republicans are trying to take away Medicaid, Medicare, and Social Security as opposed to what actually happens. I remember hearing in the 1980s on TV when I was a little girl and I heard it growing up. Now that I'm a grown woman in my 40s, I'm still hearing the same talking points. Well, that leads to the next question. How does the messaging now change now that the big, beautiful bill has passed? Well, Hemman said the messaging for Democrat changes from, hey, they're going to do this, to the only way to undo parts of this is if you elect people like us. Democrats will try to blame the Republicans for the changes to people's lives and say, if you don't like what they're doing to you, you need to vote Democrat. Said the messaging for Republicans is going to be a little bit trickier and will depend solely on economics. What it's really going to boil down to is roughly a year from right now. Do people feel like their personal finances are in better shape? Do they feel the economic prospects of the people around them are in a better shape? If the answer is yes, then the Republicans should be able to message successfully on the passage of the bill. If the answer is no, Republicans are going to have a really bad time next year. Lastly, Selleck said it was the start of the welfare versus healthcare fight. Democrats are heavily into the healthcare argument and maybe even taking it a step too far by practically guaranteeing that people will die as a direct result. It's sickening to consider this in such political terms, but by laying it out in those terms, they also will have to deliver at that level of shock value if they're going to win in the long-term debate. I mean, stop and think about it. Using that hyperbole, that hyper speech, in saying people are going to die, 17 million people are going to lose their health insurance, and people are going to die. Well, what happens if people don't start dying? What if 17 million people don't necessarily lose their health insurance? Now, don't get me wrong. Based on these new guidelines, there will be some people that will go off of Medicaid. Able-bodied adults, well, they need to go out and get a job, public service, volunteer, 20 hours a week. Well, based on the labor market, the economy getting better, employers looking for workers, what if they go out and interview for a job, which they were hoping only to work 20 hours a week, and it turns into a full-time job with health benefits? Well, they get health insurance from their employer. Guess what? They come off of Medicaid. Did they lose their health insurance? No. They actually got a better health insurance through their employer. Bottom line, Selleck said, Republicans returning to the welfare debate of the 1990s about whether people who can work should be required to apply for work while on assistance or not be on assistance at all. Ultimately, that's what it's going to come down to. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Going to wrap up this messaging between the Republicans and the Democrats over the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that now that Donald Trump signed it into law. And this is something that I was saying throughout yesterday's show as well as first hour today. We need to make sure that people understand what's actually in the bill. Yesterday, I posted on my Twitter X account a story from Epoch Times that went through specifically to say what was actually in the bills. This information needs to be shared with people. First of all, they cannot buy into the fear. We all know what fear stands for. False evidence appearing real. That's basically what FEAR, the acronym, stands for. They put forward all this false evidence, trying to make it appear real to people, to cause panic, to cause fear, to basically raise money. I saw one email in the radio station this morning from a U.S. Senate candidate running for U.S. Senate on the Democrat side using the One Big Beautiful Bill to raise money for her campaign. Every single fear-mongering tactic component of this bill was in that email. People are going to lose their health care. As a result, they're going to die. People are going to be kicked off of food stamps. People are going to be kicked off of their benefits. People are going to lose their benefits. As a result, their life is going to be over. I mean, it was hyperbole. It was over the top. Talking about all the money being spent in the military, finishing off building the southern border wall, detention beds. They're calling them concentration camps. You know what that's about? It brings back images of Hitler, Nazis, concentration camps where they put the Jews. This is so much over the top, it's despicable. And the thing of it is, again, what happens when these horrific, catastrophic events that the Democrats are spewing right now is going to happen to people. What happens when it doesn't happen? What happens on January 1st when people take their tax information to their accountant, H&R Block, whoever does their taxes, and finds out that they're going to get a bigger refund on their income tax? What happens when businesses sit down with their bookkeepers, their accountants, and find out that they're not going to have to pay as much into the federal U.S. Treasury? What's going to happen when people start realizing that they're going to keep a lot of their own money that they made in their pockets, able to spend it the way they choose? Well, wait a minute. We've got basically an extra $10,000 available to our family as a result of this big, beautiful bill. The accountants aren't going to lie. They're going to explain to them that the tax cuts were made permanent. They increased the earned income tax credit per child, and they gave deductions to seniors when it comes to offsetting the tax on Social Security while they're working. This is going to be a game changer, folks. And again, you cannot allow people to spew these false narratives that the Democrats are putting out there. Legislative aide for State Representative Schutte is absolutely right. When she was a little girl back in the 80s, she saw these TV commercials. Now she's in her 40s. 40 years later, they're still using the same tactics. Well, if anybody that you come in contact with starts spewing these lies, and that's what they basically are. They claim it's evidence. Oh, we have the facts. We know 17 million people are going to lose their health insurance. No, you do not know that. Perhaps 17 million people are going to be reviewed, they're going to be looked at, they're going to have to answer now every 6 months, how much money are you making? Did you get a job? Well, if you got a job and you don't no longer qualify for Medicaid or food stamps, you're going to lose those benefits. But now you're making 40, 50, 60 grand a year. You're making more than poverty level pay. Therefore, you shouldn't be on the programs. It's that simple. So here's the question. Here's the bottom line. Which scenario is actually going to be our reality? That's what it's going to come down to. If gas prices drop, if food prices decline, if the economy starts moving, people start getting raises, more jobs are available, you don't like your current job, you go out and find a better job, better pay, better benefits. Well, it's going to take some time, probably till the end of the year, possibly even the first quarter or two next year. But it's definitely going to take place before November of 2026. That's when the final vote will be tallied. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14.